Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. Here we are right before Shabbos, putting this up before Shabbos, so we have the opportunity to hear it and perhaps practice it and integrate it here on Shabbos in the moment. And this is what the great teaching is today. Wow, very powerful teaching given over by Rav Benji. Here in Dance of the Omer today. Very impactful, important. As we mentioned every week, Shabbos falls on Netzach, or Netzach falls on Shabbos this year in this count. And every single year it's something different. And it has an essence to it, a meaning to it. Today is a very special day. The Shabbat, because it's Netzach Shem Netzach. This is the Netzach of the Netzach. This is we get to go deep and deep and deep and deep into the power of Netzach. Hashem wants us to practice Netzach on Shabbos this year, meaning we have more time and less distractions to focus on it, to be in it, to have Netzach and to experience Netzach in a different way than we would during one of the 6 days of the week. So, with that in mind, we have an opportunity to see what Netzach Sheb Netzach is in a special way, right? So, victory in victory, what does that mean? Stamina in stamina, what does that mean? You know, resilience in resilience, resilience in victory, that can mean something. Stamina in victory, that can mean something. But one of the translations of Netzach is eternal. Eternity, eternal. And talk a lot about actions. Talk a lot about actions this week, and how Netzach corresponds to movement, corresponds to doing actions. And we also know that Netzach, as we've been learning, corresponds to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu has a very special trait about him, right? In the sense that Moshe Rabbeinu also corresponds to eternity. How does Moshe Rabbeinu correspond to eternity? Because Moshe Rabbeinu and his Torah are for eternity, right? His five books are for eternity. And it says that all the other prophets, all the other teachings, not necessarily for eternity. Right, they come to us for a reason, and they mean something for us. And the fact that it's become part of the Tanakh and that it's still here means that for sure it's speaking to us in a certain respect. But it could be that we look at it and you know, it's talking about the end of days and talking about what's going to be when Moshiach comes and what's going to be in that time as Moshiach is coming. And in that very respect, it's limited because it's talking about a certain time and period. And Moshe Rabbeinu is never talking about what's going to be in the future time. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, wrote the Chumash, right? The five books of Moshe, obviously. And even when Yaakov Avinu was on his deathbed and he wanted to reveal what would happen in the end of times, the Shekhinah left him. That's very interesting that the Shekhinah left him. Why? Why? Here is Yaakov Avinu, and he's there, ready to reveal the future, and he's so connected. He hears his children saying, Shema Yisrael, and he feels so good about where he is, and he feels so good about how his sons have turned out. They're all tzaddikim, they're all united, they're all together, and he's able to give them all brachot. And but he wants to reveal the end of days, and all of a sudden Shekhinah leaves him. Right, and this is the aspect of Moshe Rabbeinu in and of itself, right? That it said that Rav Benji says it brings something really amazing. That he says that the Gemara says that that all the other prophets looked at Hashem through Ascaplaria Shenom Era, that it was an unclear glass. Right, like stained glass, like looking through stained glass. And Moshe Rabbeinu So aspaklaria hamera, right, which is a clear glass. You could see it was as if Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to Hashem face to face, so to speak. Right, so Moshe Rabbeinu, who's associated with the eternal, he sees Hashem face to face in a certain sense. What makes him different, right? What was it about Yaakov that left him, and what is it about Moshe Rabbeinu that's for eternity? And the writings of the prophets are, even though it seems like Moshe Rabbeinu was writing for that generation at that time in the desert, right? It was actually that Moshe Rabbeinu was writing in the moment for the people at that time that it makes it eternal. Because every single moment, every single time we read the Torah, we're seeing how it's changing. Why? Because I'm different. The Torah is the same, but it's also changing in the sense that the lesson is changing depending on where I'm at that time. And it still has meaning, and it still has depth, and it still speaks, and it's still true. And that's what makes it eternal, is that no matter where you put it on the timeline, it's true. Right? The prophets, when they're talking about the end times, what's going to happen after Moshiach? Then what's going to happen to all those teachings? They're not going to be there anymore. Right now that we're saying in the future, right, that there will be no more war, and the wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion, and the fatling shall live together, and a little child shall lead them all. Like, that's for the future. And then what happens when that happens? Then it's not going to be the future anymore. It's going to not be a teaching anymore. Where Moshe Rabbeinu's teachings will be for, even for that time. Right? Even when Moshiach comes, it'll still be for that time. Right, so what are we getting at here with this aspect of eternity? Right, it means that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke for what was important at that time. Meaning that he lived in the present moment. Moshe Rabbeinu's words were of the present moment, in response to the present moment, based on the way God decided to reveal God's self in that moment. And he revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, the name that he said, and what name shall I tell the people when they ask me who sent me? And you're going to say, Ekye Asher Ekye. What a weird name, right? Wouldn't it have been better to remind them of the name that that Avram Avinu had used, and Yitzhak Avinu, and Yaakov Avinu, and the traditions that they had? This new name, Ekye Asher Ekye, this is what's going to bring them back up. This is going to make them want to leave Mitzrayim. And it translates as, I am that I am. Or as Rabbeinu says more precisely, as I will be what I will be. I can be anything. I can change at any moment. What you think I am is different because I'm different now because the world is different than it was 5 seconds ago. So Hashem never changes, but the expression of Hashem, so to speak, the revelation of Hashem, the understanding of Hashem, right, the way that that Hashem is expressed and refracted revealed reflected in this world, it's completely different from moment to moment as it unwinds, as time unwinds. And that's what makes it eternal, and that's what makes it victorious. That's what makes it standing at the very end no matter what happens, because it changes with the moment, it evolves with the moment, but not only that, it lives in the moment, it stays in the moment, right? Every moment is a different moment, but we're living in the moment. So Netzach HaNetzachim, Netzach Netzach corresponds to living impactfully, presently, in the moment. Presently meaning I'm present, meaning I'm here, meaning I'm not somewhere else. Meaning that on Shabbat, we're not thinking about what I'm going to do after Shabbat. I have to respond to emails. Oh, I've got to say, or oh, I want to watch that movie. Or oh, I want to see that. Or even, oh, I want to learn this. Or want to. Whatever it is not what's right now. Even to be, at some point and being, okay, later on I'm going to learn Pirkei Avos, later on Shabbat. What are we doing right now? When we're in the davening, we're in the davening. We're in the kiddush, we're in the kiddush. Right? We're in the lunch, we're in the lunch. We're in dinner, we're in dinner. Whenever it is, wherever we are, we're the family, we're the family. Wherever we are, wherever we are, whatever we're doing, that's where we are. And this is the main. This is also a big teaching in recovery. Is that in the big teaching that we see when it comes to anxiety and depression, right, is that we're trying to escape the moment. People who are anxious have anxiety. Of course, there's chemical imbalances. There's all kinds of stuff going on. But one of the driving forces, the triggers of that anxiety, has to do with being scared of the future, right? Being anxious of what's going to be, what's going to be, what's going to be. The worry, 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 what's going to be, what's going to be, what's going to be, what's going to be. And in this way, you lose your stamina. In this way, you quit. You can't keep going, right? And the same thing with depression, right? We're worried about what's going to be, why did that happen? Why did that happen? We're stuck in the past. We're thinking about the past. And here we are. We're thinking about the future. We're thinking about the past. And the present is consistently moving. And we're losing time. We're losing time over and over and over again. We're losing time to improve. We're losing time to become masters of our craft. We're losing time to become conductors. We're losing time to build our stamina. We're losing time. Everything is losing time in the moment because we're stuck in the past or we're projecting onto the future what we think it should be or what we want it to be or worried about what it's going to be and we don't want it to be, which is the silliest thing. And in recovery, right, this is the, right, it says, wherever you are, there you are, right? You can change your place, you can change your location, you can change time, and whatever it is, this is where you are, this is who you are. That's it. This is who I am right now. Acceptance is the answer to all my problems today at this very moment. The moment is the moment. This is why you can see even the, in secular teachings, right, with the Eckhart Tolle and the power of now, and why do people gravitate to that so much? Because they want to live in the now. They want to live in the now, and we're not living in the now. We're so conditioned to be all over the place. Oy, thank you, Hashem. We're so conditioned to be all over the place that we continually are missing the point. And Hashem is bringing Netzach every Shabbos, so at least we can stop. At least we can put our phones aside. At least we can not worry about work and about what's next and what's coming. It's a surah. It's forbidden to even think about money. It's forbidden to even think about business. Not just to do, but to think about it. To have any kavanah with it. To have any relationship with it. Because we're here and we're right now. And this is the moment that matters. Without this moment, we can't have the next moment. In that moment, we have to be there. And Rabbi Nachman talked so much about the power of not just the moment, but the power of forgetting. That the power of forgetting is a very powerful thing. The ability and power to forget the losses and to move on to the next thing. You see in NFL and in football and sports that the best quarterbacks are the ones that live play by play by play. Tom Brady living by play by play by play. He may throw a pick six, he may throw an interception that goes the other way and the other team scores a touchdown, and you think he's dwelling on that and thinking about that? He's like, no, what's the scenario right now? What's the scenario right now? How much are we down? How much are we up? What position are we on the field? What's the play call? How are we going to execute? And this is such a big thing that people are trying to find everywhere in the world is how to be now, how to be here, how to execute now. And ultimately, one of the main things is surrender. Surrendering to the moment, surrendering to the power of the moment, being prepared, preparing yourself, right? In the moment, when the moment calls to practice, when the moment calls to prepare, when the moment calls to do research, that's what needs to be done at that time. And when it's time to do the test, it's not the time to be studying. It's the time to take the test. It's the time to perform. It's the time to execute and show up and do it. And in this way, that's how we're getting A's. And that's how we're getting A's in Hashem's life and in our world. And we're going to go back. And it says that a person, Avraham Avinu, had long days. Why? Because he was the moment. And Yaakov Avinu, it said that when he was gone, when he was with Levan, said, Kiyomim Echadim. Kiyomim Echadim. What a weird phrase, Kiyomim Echadim. They were like one days. They were like a series of one days. How did he get there to be there for 14 years like that? Because it was a series of one days. It was just one day at a time. That was it. All I have is today. And this is how in recovery addicts everywhere around the world, this is how they're getting sober. They're not getting sober by saying, I'm going to stay sober forever. They're saying, I'm just going to be sober for today, just for today. Maybe I'll drink tomorrow. We'll talk about that tomorrow. But today, I'm committed not drinking today. Today, I'm committed not doing X today. And today, I'm committed not thinking about tomorrow today. And this is ultimately the most powerful, powerful thing, which is why today is so powerful. It's such an amazing gift to be learning about today, about learning about being here today, on today. So let's utilize this power of Shabbos to tap into the power of now, the power of today, the power of this moment, moment by moment, to give ourselves to our family, to give ourselves to the davening, to give ourselves to the moment, to be there, to connect to it, to listen to it, to be its partner, to be a partner in creation, to be a partner in what it is that's going on right now, and not in our head, not somewhere else, not in La La Land, but to be experiencing that. The first question Hashem is going to ask us when we go up to Shemayim is going to say, did you enjoy my world? Did you enjoy it? Did we enjoy the food? Did we enjoy the things? Did we enjoy the pleasures? But also, were you here? Were you there? Were you in it? Did you enjoy it? Were you, or were you somewhere else, escaping? Because being an escape artist is one of the main things that humans want to do, and definitely one of the main things that gets people into trouble and into addictions, is because they want to escape the moment. So Hashem should bless us to live in the moment, to love the moment, to be in the moment, continuing to add up moments, moment after moment, day after day, month after month, year after year, and to see growth all the time, to be happy with ourselves in the moment. There is no time when, I'll be happy when, I'll be grateful when. To be grateful for however it is right now, we can get through every single moment happily. And this way, we're going to see that one person, another person, another person's adding up in this way, and we're going to have strength in numbers, we're going to have victory, which is strength in numbers, we're going to have more Netzach. We're going to win because we're still going to be here. We're going to be eternal because we're here in the moment, third Beis HaMikdash, an eternal Beis HaMikdash, an eternal Eretz Yisrael, and Am Yisrael, and the whole world come together, Be'emunah Shelema, with the revelation of Hashem Yitbarach, the revelation of Moshiach Tzidkenu, and happiness in all its very ways. I hope you all enjoy. L'chaim, G'shabbos.